And now, live in studio, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay, he's a successful entrepreneur, a real estate and finance expert, and goes to bat for you every day as your consumer advocate, your host, Brandon Rhymes.
Yes, here we are again, another day committed to picking a fight with the mainstream media and providing you the timely truth centered around real estate, credit, finance, marketing, interior design, writing your own book, and so much more. You're listening to the Consumer Quarterback Show, where our goals are to entertain, enlighten, but most importantly, we want to engage you to help you win in any marketplace. And also back in studio, Tara Richter, Richter Publishing.
Yep, thanks for having me on. Today we're going to talk about audiobooks and how you can actually get your book a number one Amazon bestseller on Audible, Kindle, and paperback.
Love it, love it. Think about the explosive growth that your business will see if you write a book and you're able to get it to number one on the list. What an awesome experience. All right, let's switch gears. We're going to talk with Tara Richter now, Richter Publishing. We're going to talk about ways that, you know, she's got this audiobook. She's got Plaintiff 101 reaching number one bestseller in Audible, Kindle, and paperback using an Amazon bestseller campaign. Good stuff. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah. So it's really cool because we originally published this a year ago, September 15th, 2015, and we did the Amazon bestseller campaign just for the paperback because that's the only version we had at that time. And it became a number one Amazon bestseller, pushing John Grisham down to number three.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool since hers is nonfiction, but since it's still in the litigation category, you know, that's how we were able to outsell John Grisham. So then we decided a year later to do the audiobook. So it's funny because, you know, I've published 40 some books. We have 10 Amazon bestsellers, but we only have three total now audiobooks. Mm-hmm. And I'm really trying to push authors to do more audio because it's like the fastest growing trend right now.
I love audiobooks.
Yeah. Most younger people actually would rather listen to an audiobook or a podcast versus sitting down and reading a book.
Yep.
So you can listen to it in the car, taking your kids to school, while you're taking your dog for a walk. You know, you can just multitask in this fast, busy world that we all live in.
Yep.
So she decided, you know, to do the audio. And then we did the bestseller campaign a year to date after the fact, September 15th, 2016. So that was just not that long ago. I don't even know what today is. it was a couple days ago. But so the awesome thing is that while we were doing that, we weren't even trying, but I printed out a screenshot from the computer. We made it number one, the audiobook, and then we also got the Kindle number one. So right here in this screenshot, you can see the Audible is number one, Kindle's number two, and then we also made the Audible a hot new release because those are two different categories.
Love it.
The bestseller and then the hot new release. And that was in the litigation procedures category, but then we also got the Kindle to number one as well in just the litigation category.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one of the cool things is when you do these bestseller campaigns with us, you know, we push it out there through all different means and tons of marketing, and then it usually helps the other books come up as well. Because I just got an email from the author, Karen Mertes, this morning, and she's like, did you see the paperback is now a bestseller again?
Nice.
So it pushed that up a year later because, you know, obviously when people see this, because there's millions of books listed on Amazon, and to make it number one, that's how you get your book to stand out.
Love it.
So people click on it, they see it, and they're like, oh, there's an audio, a paperback, and a Kindle.
Yep.
So it's kind of funny. You know, some people like will go and look at the Kindle, and then when they find out there's an audio, they're like, well, I'd rather have that. I'd rather listen to it.
Yeah.
So
I think I agree with you. I love to have the audio versions of books, and it's because – you know, you can utilize what Tony Robbins calls no extra time. You can do it as you're folding laundry, you mentioned walking the dog, making a jog, going to the gym. I love that because I look at my personal development as a race. You know, I want to beat the next guy. You know, when they're sleeping in, I'm up early, I'm at the gym rising and grinding. So, you know, and I know a lot of our contributors are the same way. So good point. And then some people like to pull out the highlighter and they're going to prefer the other way of an actual book in hand. And you know, so to each his own, and you know, it's what a great world we live in. You know,
we can
do that.
It's awesome. And what I was just sharing earlier with Sarah was that, you know, we also put all of our books in a Kindle Match program. So when we have the paperback, you actually get the Kindle for free. Mm. So then you can have it on both mediums. So, you know, you can, because some people prefer to read on a Kindle, some people prefer to have a paperback, but you automatically get that because, I mean, what's the cost of sending you a digital file when you've already paid $20 for the book?
Yeah.
You know, and then for Audibles, you know, you can actually get a membership. So you could actually download an audiobook for free. You don't have to pay anything.
Yep.
And then it's a membership. I think maybe it's like $14 or $15 a month.
Yep.
I'm not sure how many books you can download.
Yep.
But, you know, there's more options available since it's a little bit of an easier, you know, format.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Let's also plug that author's event coming up next month as well.
Yes, absolutely. So we have our third annual Author Awards Ceremony and Book Gala coming up on October 20th at Cooper's Hawk Winery. It's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. We have our celebrity of that night is going to be stand-up comedian Mike Rivera, who was voted America's Funniest Teacher on The View. And he is a teacher here locally in Clearwater, which is really cool. So his book will be there available for sale as well, from stand-up comedian to stand-up teacher. And he's going to do a 10-minute comedy skit, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then we have a lot of other great books that are just coming out. We have this one's by Dr. Karen A. Kelly. It's a transplant journey about going through a double lung transplant with her husband.
Very cool.
And how difficult that was. And then we also have Debbie Kilbrew, which this is her book, Finding My Way Back.
Nice.
And it's a tragic story told by a woman who cannot speak.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So, and that's just a few
Powerful.
Of the books.
Powerful.
We have a ton. You know, if people go to my website, richardpublishing.com/events, they can still get early bird tickets right now, which are only $35. And that includes bottomless wine and endless appetizers.
Beautiful. We also have the book here that we co-authored with Connor Anthony here as well, going to be released as
yep.
well. Real excited about things happening and a lot of positive momentum around the show, around all of our partners. I love to hear all the good stuff, the good feedback and things happening out there. So stay with us. Don't touch that dial. We're coming into our lightning round. Top tips, things to do, things to avoid. Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com. And we're back here in studio live from iHeartRadio, and we're talking with Tara Richter of Richter Publishing and how you as a business owner or just an entrepreneur or maybe just somebody who wants to leave a legacy behind, how you can write a book and publish a book and really just grow your sphere of influence.
Yep. You know, we have different packages to help people along the way. So we can actually either write the book for authors. They can write it. We get the rough draft, edit it, clean it up. Or they can write it, edit it, and give us a pretty much clean and ready to go. So, you know, we finance everything for them over a period of 12 months just to make it easier for people. So pretty much anywhere you need help or anything to do with books, we can help you.
Yeah, love it, love it. We also have that. Let's go ahead and plug our listeners as well. Maybe they missed it. The award ceremony coming up next month as well.
Yep, award ceremony October 20th at Cooper's Hawk Gallery. You can just go to my website, richardpublishing.com/events, to get your early bird tickets. And another cool thing at the event that we're going to start this year is we are going to start a writing contest where all the details will be available that day. But we're going to do a writing contest where we're going to have people write 30,000 words. The due date's going to be probably next July.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get all those manuscripts and review them at 2017 awards event, one person will win a free publishing contract.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah,
that's a great way to give
it's
back
awesome.
And help, you know, some of these younger authors, maybe potentially younger. I say younger, maybe it's older.
But, anybody can apply, but all the details will be available at the gala.
Very cool. Cooper's Hawk, great restaurant, wonderful wine over there. And
yes.
And we're going to have our book there as well, Become the MVP in Your Industry by Surfing the Radio Waves. And Connor Anthony helped co-write that, talked to, you know, giving a perspective from a radio show host who's significantly grown his sphere of influence over the last 3 years. Also, Connor's going to be giving the executive producer's experience behind the scenes and all those tips and tricks that we've learned. So you can, as a business owner, you know, take advantage of that, you know, model an expert, so to speak, as Tony Robbins says. All right, we're jumping into our lightning round. We're going to go around the horn here. We're going to get top consumer tips, things to do, things to avoid, and potentially business owner tips as well. Anna Van Landingham, Pinterest Pro, you are up first.
Whenever you do something like Facebook Live, remember to repurpose your information. You can use it to write a blog from that to give them more information on the topic. You can, as I said before, use it to put on YouTube and pin to Pinterest and to tweet about it, and you can also use it to run ads on Facebook or Pinterest. So it's all about integrating all of your social media together to get a more effective strategy plan.
Love it, love it. Sarah Shirelli, Artful Conceptions.
I'm going to say, if you're afraid of the trends that are coming out for your home or your office, go put them in little bits. Put them in things that you can change easily, but don't not do them. You want to make sure that you're continuing to have some of the newest things that are going on in the industry, in your home, in your office, to make it, you know, keep it current, so that if you do actually get to the point where you're ready to sell, you're not having a massive amount to do to update.
Love it, love it. Tara Richter, Richter Publishing.
If people, you know, want to actually sit and write the book themselves, some advice that I give them is to do a 4-week writing challenge where you sit down and write 715 words a day for 28 days, which is 20,000 words, which is an equivalent of a 5x8, 100-page book, exactly this size. So, you know, you don't have to write 100,000 words. It's really not that difficult, because 715 words a day is like a page, and I know we all text more than that. So just focus that energy on sitting down. And when I'm writing my own books, I like to do it first thing in the morning. So you sit down, write for an hour, get it done and over with, just like going to the gym. You don't have to worry about it the rest of the day. And then you can have a rough draft this size.
Yeah. And, it, you know, a 1,000-mile journey begins with that first step, right? So I know before I wrote my first book, you know, I was kind of having that same, you know, analysis, paralysis type thing, you know, the first book I wrote. And so... What happens is, I think, is we're all busy, and we're like, we try to think in our minds, like, you know, when am I going to have time to sit down and really write this book? And we kind of have this big, big task in mind. Mm-hmm. Think of it, you know, as an elephant in the room. And then, you know, when you really break it down, like you said, Tara, you know, first thing in the morning, write 15, 20 minutes. Or first thing before you go to bed, write 15, 20 minutes. You're able to accumulate time over time. And you know, it's going to come together within 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, a year.
Absolutely. Or even faster. And, you know, some things that I really like to do is, you know, I like to just utilize, you know, like the notepad on your phone.
Yes.
I mean, when I'm walking on the treadmill, that's when I get inspired and your creativity starts to flow. And I will on the treadmill just start writing stuff down, and then it's going to be garbly gook, and that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to edit, you're not supposed to be like, oh, fine tune all this. Just get it out of your head and onto paper. And then what I do is I write on the treadmill, make sure not to trip and hurt myself, and then I email it to myself, so then when I get back to the office, it's in my email, then I can copy and paste it, put it into Word, and then I can clean it up.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk into your phone these days. You know, this great, wonderful world we live in. It makes it easy. And yeah, I do that as well. And you know, it's interesting when you are working out and you're on the treadmill and you're you know, for me, you know, doing squats or maybe power clean sometimes, is, you know, you're pumping in highly oxygenated blood into your mind and your body, and it's going to really help you, you know, as an entrepreneur. So kind of a tip there as well. And you know, to build on that is the power of focus. You know, what you focus on is going to expand in your life, and we want to move from reacting to creating as much as we can, because as we go throughout this busy day, everything's, you know, happening so fast. There's a lot of stress out there. As we go through this day, you know, there's studies that show we're interrupted every 3 minutes on average, and it takes about 11 minutes to actually recapture your flow and where you were at. Kind of relating it to REM sleep as a newborn. Or a mother, you know, that has a newborn, you know, can relate to that. You know, she may be in bed 8 hours that night, but the constant waking up and interruptions by the newborn, it's pulling her out of REM sleep, that deep sleep. And, mm-hmm. you know, most of people react to text messages and emails and tweets and all this fun stuff. And, you know, we got to focus on the vital few, and what we focus on is going to expand. So it's very important as a business owner. Let's see if we can make one more round the horn here. Top consumer tips, things to do, things to avoid.
My last piece of advice is kind of what you were saying before. Like, you have to create during chaos. There is never a perfect time to sit down and write a book. You just have to do it. And you have to make time for the things that are important in life.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, leave a better legacy, you know. What can you do? What do you focus on every day? And that's the key, is taking the time, focusing on what you know is going to make a difference, what's going to move that needle. If you're in a sales position, it's prospecting, it's negotiating, and, you know, focusing on what the key goals are and maintaining that, and then having the personal discipline or the self-discipline, which is what Napoleon Hill says is the number one success strategy of all, is the power of self-discipline, the ability to make yourself do what you should do, whether you feel like it or not. That's going to help you win. That's going to help you thrive. I want to thank all of our expert contributors for coming in today. Anna Van Landingham, Sarah Shirelli, Tara Richter as well. And remind you, consumerqb.com. You can see links to all of our expert contributors. Their contact information is there, cell phones, websites, and emails as well. And please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness, something as simple as packing up groceries, taking it to the homeless person that you see on the streets, and, you know, maybe buying a cup of coffee for a service man or woman or a police officer. We'll see you next time. Same time and place.